The Gospel of John this morning is a wonderful gospel of hope. And within context of the Gospels, it is before Jesus has died, actually, when he's talking to his disciples. And he's really trying to give them hope of what's about to happen and what's to take place, because he's going to die and he's also going to rise from the dead. And so he says to us, his disciples, he says to each of us, you know, we are called to remain in his love. And we would do that as we follow his commandments. And his two great commandments, which he would have had in their memory at that point, would be to love God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so part of the beginning of hope is that we truly do love ourselves. So this morning, I don't know about you, but I was checking for black circles under my eyes. I don't know what you were checking to see if you still had hair or whatever was going on for you at that moment. It's an invitation to really love ourselves and to let God's love touch us. And to our teenagers, it's the same thing. When you look in the mirror, to love yourself and let God's love touch you and be with you. And for all of our little ones that are here in the church today, it is to say to the image of God's love in your life, your mother, your father, your guardians, your grandparents, I love you. I love you. And to let that love touch your parents and your grandparents and your guardians in a special way. You know, part of what Jesus is saying to us is he's really saying that if we truly do live in his love, we will know him. And we will know that he loves us. We will know that he cares for us. We will know that he shares in that our lives, every moment of our lives. And in that way, he blesses us. In that way, he gives us himself. In that way, we share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, symbolized in our Easter candle that is lit here for us to remind us that he's risen from the dead. But he goes on to say that even though he will be leaving the world physically, he's going to send us, or ask the Father to send us, an advocate. Now, I really found that to be extremely hopeful, that Jesus would give us an advocate. And you know, when we think about the Spirit of God, that's the advocate. And that Spirit of God coming to us as a representative for us. You notice he didn't say, I'm going to send you a judge because you're going to burn. He said to us, I'm sending you an advocate. And that advocate will speak for you, will guide you, will help shape you, will help form you into my disciples. He will love you into being, if you will. And then as the scriptures continue, he promises that the advocate will be the Spirit of truth. That's really interesting. The advocate will be the Spirit of truth that he sends each of us. It's a spirit that is meant for us to see the truth. It's like God holding up a mirror to each of us, and God's love being projected through that mirror to each and every one of us to say to us, this is what love really means. This is what my love as God really means for you and for me, very personally. And he goes on to say that the world does not really want to see the Spirit of truth, because the Spirit of truth reveals stuff that needs to be changed at times. So that part of our life that tends to repeat in sinfulness, the Spirit of truth shows us. That part of our life that is not of God, the Spirit of truth shows us and reveals to us. And the world really doesn't want to hear that. The world doesn't want to know that. And we who are disciples of Jesus are called to enter into that special love relationship which enables us to be changed and to really reflect the love of Jesus to all. So, couples out there, the love of Jesus spoken through your relationship, you become a sign of how Christ loves his church as you love one another. In the trenches with each other, even when pots are flying in the air, the love of Christ still touches you. And to our youth and our children, it is the love of Christ that you share with your family and those that are closest around you. And to speak that love, as I had said earlier, to say to your parents or your grandparents or your guardians, I love you, that changes their day. In fact, that rocks their world. That helps them to really know God's love. And then those of us that are single, we are called to be a people of prayer, to pray for the world, to allow God's love to pour forth through our prayer to the world, that the world may be converted, that the world may be changed by Christ's love through us, each and every one of us. So Jesus says to us, remain in my love. You'll remain in my love if you follow my commandments and know that I will send you an advocate. And that advocate will be the Spirit of Truth, who will lead you and guide you and love you into being. Let's pray for that grace during this Eucharist.